A state senator's fishing citation is spilling over into deliberations of Southeast's oldest Native organization. The Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood hold their annual convention this week in Juneau. A key topic is the state's role in subsistence. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
State wildlife troopers cited Senator Albert Kukesh and three other people near Angoon in July for exceeding the catch allowed by their subsistence permits. Officers accused them of harvesting too many sockeye salmon in a beach seine. Kukesh says they were following the traditional practice of catching fish for the community, and he says the total allowed should have included permits of others involved in the effort who were not on the scene when officers arrived. Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand Camp President Bradley Flitch says others have faced similar situations.
By no means is that the only incident that has occurred in the past few months or past year. It's actually a pattern of the state.
Kukesh is challenging the state's role in subsistence enforcement. That issue is on the agenda of the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood's Grand Camp Convention. That's the annual meeting of the organization's regional body, which has chapters throughout Southeast. Flitch says members have been drafting resolutions that could influence the organization's subsistence stance.
I've seen a couple of the resolutions, and they're very, very strong. And hopefully we can clearly articulate what the issue is, what the needs are, and how they should be resolved, both from the state and the federal perspective.
But that's just one part of the week-long meeting held at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall in Juneau. The convention's theme borrows a phrase from Barack Obama's presidential campaign. It's "Yes, we can," cultural unity through communication and education. Flitch says that includes updates on using contemporary technologies.
Email, just how can we use these new technologies to get our grassroots story out to the general public, and then also improve our internal communications.
The convention is also focusing on how the region's different Native groups can work together better. Flitch says that ties into the event's theme.
And the idea is, how do we use these things through education and communication to really strengthen and unify the various Native entities, all of which are A&B Grand Camp's children or grandchildren.
Many tribal health, business, and government organizations grew out of early Native rights efforts begun by members of the A&B. The organization is close to 100 years old. Grand Camp officials and host Camp 70 in Juneau hope to extend their Yes We Can theme by inviting First Lady Michelle Obama to be the keynote speaker. She wasn't available. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.